What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and today we have a special guest in the house, one of our favorite guests, the CEO and founder of Fountain Ford, Mr. Stephen Gergella.
Hello, Internet.
So, Stephen, thanks for being here again.
You're welcome.
And today we wanted to talk about, what advice, would you give to young people when they first get out of college and they're getting their first job? Because we have experience with that around here, hiring a lot of kids to do different things. We deal with interns and that kind of stuff. And, sometimes they don't really know or have a direction when they first graduate and don't really know how to navigate, once they're out of school. And so, what would you say about that?
I pre-apologize for the swear words I'm probably going to use. let me switch this over here real quick for the squad. All right, guys. Okay, advice for people coming out of college. That's the question or the topic.
Yeah. So when they first get out of college and they're getting their first job, what is your advice about that? As far as once they have that job, how should they approach it?
Sure. Okay. So I'll see if I can give it like a couple of anchor points. So first of all, let's talk about expectations, and then I'm going to move into like talking about risk and value, etc. Right? All right. So I'll play it like it's a little story. I'm little Stevie. I get out of college, right? So I'm assuming if you went to college that your goal, or and by the way, for those that don't go to college, that's totally cool too.
I'm actually a
big proponent of that currently. So that's probably another. We should have another podcast just about that.
Oh, I totally agree.
So you get out. You're thinking you know what's going on. Let's first get back to the nuts and bolts. You don't know shit, which is okay because you're not supposed to, right? Now, you're going to think you do, just like I did, etc., but you really don't, which is fine. So what you should first focus on is the expectations, and your expectations should be this. I'm going to be a sponge. I want to learn and soak up everything. And if you can humble yourself to realize that you have this feeling inside. If you're a real go-getter, you're like me. It's like, oh, I'm going to conquer the world. I have all these great feelings. I feel the talent, all these things. Feel that. Don't express that too much, right? Don't be like a Steven. Come to Texas, and I got my teeth kicked in because I came in. I was gonna mount my horse, and I was going to be this amazing mountaineer, and I was just going to be this guy, and all of a sudden you find out that, like, the guys that have been working 20 and 30 years that see the young gun come in with 2 months' experience, first thing that they think is, bitch, sit down, be humble, as a good friend of mine, Mr. Kendrick Lamar, would say.
Very true.
Right? And so it's that first piece of, all right, let's realize that where you're actually at. Let's have a little bit of awareness of where you're at, right? Then you sit there and what I need people to realize is your expectations should be this. I'm going to be a sponge. And the number one thing that I'm going to go express to everybody around me is this. I am going to stay teachable. So if you think that I am not staying teachable, or you see that I am wavering, you need to bring me back to staying teachable. Okay. Open mind, staying teachable. And you should stand up for what you believe in. Absolutely. Right. That doesn't mean be a, get walked over all the time, but stay teachable. You should be a sponge forever. Right. But especially when you're coming out of college, or you're in your teens and your 20s and your 30s, like that's the ultimate stay teachable mode. Right.
Yeah. And it's okay if you fuck up, right? Like, it's okay. It's okay if you get it wrong. If you stand up and state your opinion, and you happen to be wrong, or you fall on your face, that's okay. That's kind of part of the process, right?
Correct. And going back to one of our other podcasts, the candor, I'm always okay with bad news. I'm never okay with no news. If you mess up, I'm going to find out. If you cover it up, you're gone immediately. You're fired. Because here's why. You specifically did that. You went out of your way to cover that up instead of spending that time to get better, mm-hmm. or become more self-aware of what happened in that moment, right? So that's the big thing, is these young people, they want to conquer immediately, and they see things that make them feel like they need to be this or that. They need to elevate themselves, especially from a perception standpoint. Don't. Stay teachable, right? Okay, and the next piece, and so that's really an expectation thing, and set the expectation that you go to your higher ups if you're working underneath somebody, whatever it is, depending. I mean, we could talk about so many different scenarios. You know, are you trying to start your own business right away? Are you going to a corporate environment? Are you going to a small? There's so many different scenarios. So I'm blanketing it, right? Set the expectation to the people that you're working around and you go like this. I am here to stay teachable. I am here to learn. If you think that I am going off track, whatever it is, I'd like to spend more time developing me and my skills to make sure I am providing value. And that moves me into my next piece, which is this. You should spend every waking moment, every moment that you're awake, every day, open to opportunity. And what I mean by that is you should be searching for it. So here's what I did. I found all the rich people that I could, because I, at that point, was trying to find a way to have some more money. So I found all the rich people, and I went up to the rich people, and I did my Stevie thing. Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing? Okay. And I sat there, and I said, how can I provide you value? And they're like, what? I'm like, well, you know, tell me about this. For people that don't know the background story, I was in the golf industry. And the long story short was this. These guys wanted to learn golf, and they said that they would teach me business. I didn't know anything about business. So people that see me now see me as kind of like one of those, like a thoroughbred entrepreneur. Like I'm underwriting a deal in my head at, you know, every moment of every day, right? That was learned. Now, I was always go, but I was never a thoroughbred businessman, right? And what happened was, is I just sat there and I was open and I was on, I call it high alert every day. And so I'd sit over here and I'd hear this guy talking and I would literally interject. I try to get myself into the conversation if I could, or if I knew that this guy was in this industry.
And so you tried to find some mentors.
Correct. And I did. And I provided them value. I used to fix a guy's car. I don't know shit about fixing a car. I would literally help him. Right. I used to give this guy golf lessons and he became my client. That's what I've always been. I'm resourceful. That's mm-hmm. what I've always been best at. So what you need to do is you first find those people. And then when you find the really good ones, the ones that clearly want to teach the young people, that want to grow you, that want to, and they understand that you're teachable, you latch on. You latch on. You give them as much time and energy as possible, and they'll give you their intellectual property. They'll give you their brain and their candor, and that is worth 50 times more than your college degree. No one gives a shit about your degree. I know a lot of people with degrees that are stupid people.
Oh, absolutely.
Tons of people with degrees that are stupid people. So I want you to find those. I want you to find those mentors, okay? And I want you to latch onto them, right? And so if you're not providing them value the entire time, you know, I'll go back. I'll mention Phil here real quick. Phil Tripitowski, one of our team members, okay? He's 17 years old. He just lost the game to go to the state championship in hockey. His hockey career, for lack of better words, is done. The rest of his life. That's a big moment for a kid. Remember, because you're a kid, right? The next day, I get a phone call from Phil. His words are this. Hey, Steven, I just appreciate everything that we've been through, yada, yada. I'd like to become more valuable to the team. So if you could help tell me how I can become more valuable to the team, I would appreciate it. The next day. Okay. All you young people out there, you want to know how to do it? That. It's not harder. Just do that. Right?
Right.
And it's easier said than done, but that's humility. That's self-awareness. That's understanding that I would like to be valuable. He didn't know what category it was going to be in. He didn't know what direction, etc. He wanted to become more valuable. And he knew that I could distribute my intellectual property and experience into his brain.
Absolutely.
It's arbitrage is what it is, realistically. Yeah. Right? I'm gonna spend this amount of time to learn it, right? And I'm gonna sell it to Phil. And basically he's gonna give me value, right, for his time, etc. But I'm also gonna give him my time, right? And then it's gonna be resold again. It's kind of like this massive arbitrage deal that's going on, right? And so going back to the thing again, this is all coming back to understanding who you are and understanding how you're providing value to people. You can't just provide value to somebody. How am I doing on time, by the way?
You're doing all right.
Oh, great. Okay. You can't just provide value to somebody unless you understand what you're good at, etc. Right? So that's always going to come back to understanding like a certain self-awareness level, right? So the final piece is the risk factor. You should literally do the highest risk things when you're in your 20s.
Because you really don't have anything to lose at that point, right?
But you think you do.
But in reality, you don't.
Correct. There are a lot of things I would have gone back into my 20s and done differently.
Now, likewise.
Now, I took some huge risks I mean, I was 27 years old when I signed for $1 million. Like, I thought that was pretty scary, right? I was 27 with a 25-year-old business partner, and we signed for $1 million, over $1 million. That, you know, almost pooped my pants that day, right?
Right.
So I think I could have even done more risky things when I was 21, 22, 23. You should realize that the perception versus the perception of others is going to contain your risk at times because you're afraid of the failure. But realize that if you try it, and going back to another podcast, make sure that you think it out first, right? So let's not just I don't want this to turn into
outcomes.
I don't want this to turn into a bunch of cowboys and cowgirls out there just like, oh, I'm just gonna do whatever, not even think about it because Stephen told me on a podcast that I should just go for it. Due diligence is a hell of a drug.
Right.
So due diligence, but realize that once you've done it, so still make a good decision.
Then go for it.
Then go for it, right? So lots of risk, practical expectations, self-awareness, and providing value. That's what I need the young people that are coming out of school to do. And if you double down, triple down, quadruple down on those things, here's the best part. You win. You automatically win. You're going to think that you failed 8 times and you're not winning. You become 30 years old, 28, 35, whatever it is, and you go, man, I know exactly what not to do right now. I know exactly what not to do. And then when people are, remember young people, you're going to be 21, 22, 23, 24 getting out of college. It's, if you're 24, it's 6 years till you turn 30 years old, okay? When you hit 30, the average life expectancy is eventually going to hit, you know, 80 plus years old, et cetera. I don't have the data in front of me, but let's just use 80. You have 50 years left.
Mm-hmm.
And you've solved the big problems ahead of time, which is I'm not good at this, I'm good at that. So you now have a 50 rack in front of you to be able to do what you know. So all that time when you're just out of college and you think you're supposed to be figuring it out and all these things, realistically you are if you go after those things that we talked about, if you follow that guideline, because then you'll hit 30 years old and you'll actually know what the F is going on and you've won, or you've at least, you're way past everyone else.
Well, I think that says it all right there. There's all kinds of knowledge nuggets flying around here today.
Knowledge nuggies being served.
Absolutely. And as you can see, this is why we love to have Stephen on the show, because he always provides value. Love it, love it, love it. That's going to do it for today. I want to thank Stephen for being here once again.
You're welcome, Internet.
And I want to thank everybody for listening and encourage everybody to tune in next week. And please subscribe. We're on all the major platforms. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on about 9 different platforms, all the major ones. So please subscribe, download, give us some good reviews, all that stuff. And we will see you next week on the Forward 52 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones. Thanks a lot, guys.